This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The last thing they saw was someone they trusted. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The culture of celebrity, what exactly does it mean? You think about it like, oh, extra perks. You go to the award show, you get to go get those notorious bags with all these goodies in that no one else gets, and you get it for free. That's exciting. And then you go to the show, you go to maybe an after party, and then you go home and go to bed, right? Is that how it works? Or is it something much, much darker? It probably depends who you talk to and who you are and what roads you choose to go down to once you've reached that place called celebrity. Sean Puffy Combs seemed to be an individual that was there in the middle of it. He had his celebrity status, and he also kind of stood there figuratively with his staff and rod saying, come this way. We have party here. We have more things for you that only you can get as a celebrity. And some people fell for it. Some people went down that road and they discovered there's some pretty dark shit down this road. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. That's the thing with celebrity. I think once you kind of get into it enough and you start living this world that's not like the rest of the world, you start to think that that's normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the massive groupthink that keeps going. Tony, this is just keeps going down the same road we see being paved from the get-go on this one. You know, we said it's going to, the victims are going to get younger. The charges are going to get more voluminous. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what's happening. And are there going to be tag-alongs that you're trying to filter out that are just people that are trying to ride the ride the prosecution train that may not have been victims potentially? I mean, this is the most complicated, wide-spanning case I think I've ever heard of.
What is shocking to me, and it probably shouldn't be, like once you kind of analyze and go, oh, okay, I get it. But on the surface is this culture that seemed to exist at these Diddy parties of dehumanizing, I guess, the sex workers or whoever they deemed to be less than, that they could take advantage of. Some of these people weren't even sex workers. They were just, you know, they were models. They were people who were coming in thinking they were going to get a music deal. Not there for the sex or hired for it or trafficked for it. They were just there. Some were the assistants of others as well. One of the accusations that's come out this week from Tony Busby and one of his clients, it's a Jane Doe accusation, claims she was 13 years old at the time. This was in the year 2000 after the VMA Music Awards. The claim is that she was at Diddy's place for an after party. Diddy came into the room that she was in, and so did a male celebrity and a female celebrity. The accusation goes that she was sexually violated by both Diddy and the male celebrity while a female watched. This is, I mean, that speaks to a culture where, like, this is normal. Nobody's shocked by this. The woman didn't go like, oh my God, what are you doing? You know, or try to stop or run away. I mean, you could look at that and go, was that a culture of fear? She was fearful and didn't say anything that way. Or was it more so she's used to this? She's used to seeing her significant other go and rape somebody in front of her. And it's like part of the life. It's so bizarre.
So remember, we've talked about this before, and it's going to be the continued theme of everything he does and everyone around in a circle does. He's all about power and control. Everything we see coming out is going to be an act of power and control. Mm-hmm. And literally, so let's take that step back. You know, the life of a celebrity, you know, and these celebrity parties and what they're doing to other people. This is not about sex. It's not about anything except power and control. So when we look at many, not all, there's a few celebrities today. What are they trying to do? You know, these people, some of them have barely any education, any background in anything in life except what they do, their art and their craft, and yet they're trying to have power and control over what people say and vote on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Power and control. you know, this is, again, it's easy for people to get drunk on power.
Yeah.
Because what's going on in the brain is the dopamine's flowing, the oxytocin, endorphins, all the pleasure centers are firing in the brain for numerous things we do in life. Sex, drugs, rock and roll, chocolate, good healthy relationships, and power and control.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's because funny, it allows
in there.
Yeah, see? I mean, yeah. So you can either go down the good road of chocolate chip cookies and having good healthy friends and being of service to others, or you can have power, control, and manipulation of others. It's all our brain chemistry is all doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Remember, we said that with Diddy. If he had just taken, like many others, taken his celebrity, taken his resources of wealth that he had and channeled that into full service of others, this wouldn't have been happening. Because he would have, his brain would have been rewarding him in that same way, just like all these people. But that takes work. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes work to be of service to others. And it's, a lot of times people don't have patience to put in work to be in service of others. It's a lot easier to go down the road of power and control because it's a quick fix. And I think that's what it was.
A quick fix. And also if you're in service of simply yourself, you're getting all of the glory. I mean, the quick things, you're not getting the long-term benefits of seeing someone else thrive and helping them along, but they don't even know that because they don't usually go down those roads. It's just me. What can I get to fill that those endorphins at that moment in time? Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Thank you as always for joining us and giving us your valuable insight into this case. You know, what we explored here today isn't just a glimpse into celebrity life. It's a hard look at how power can distort reality. Of course, status shields individuals from consequences for a certain amount of time. Those who live within that world start to believe they're untouchable. And with each unchecked indulgence, the stakes rise. What began as luxury becomes control. What started as opportunity morphs into exploitation. And the more they take, the less they care about who's left in the wreckage. These allegations aren't just about sex or parties. They're about the deeper addiction to dominance and the human need to feel in control. Fame alone isn't dangerous, but the absence of accountability within it is. That's the point where people stop seeing each other as human and start treating them as tools to feed their ego. In the end, justice can't just be about punishing those who get caught. It has to challenge the culture that enables them in the first place. The question isn't just about what Diddy or anyone else did. It's about what allowed it to happen for so long without anyone stopping it. And how many others are still out there protected by the same silence, the same fear? I'm Tony Bruschi. If you want to stay informed on the cases that we cover, be sure to press subscribe wherever you get podcasts. And thank you for listening. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.